Now I am joined by the Fianna Fáil TD for the Dublin Mid West constituency, John Kern. You're very welcome, John, and thank you for joining us on Near FM.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Pleasure, John. John, can you tell our listeners a little about the background to the vaccination programme for cervical cancer and when this initiative came into being?
Yeah, well, I'll do my best. The human papillomavirus vaccine, the HPV vaccine, is a vaccine that was introduced a number of years ago to protect girls from developing cervical cancer in adult life. The HSE have been offering the HPV vaccine to all girls in first year, going back now to the year 2010. The HPV is offered to this age group, so in other words, first year girls, as the response to the vaccine is best at that age. And it is worth pointing out, Michael, that each year in Ireland, more than 6,000, they estimate 6,500 women need hospital treatment for pre-cancer of the cervix.
Right.
And 300 women go on to develop cervical cancer, and unfortunately 90 women die from it. And cervical cancer is caused by HPV. So that's why the vaccine is being offered. HPV vaccine protects against 7 of the 10 cervical cancers.
Okay, so what does getting the HPV vaccination process involve?
Well, it's really quite straightforward. It's offered through the schools. In fact, it's offered, as I said, to girls going into secondary school in first year. That's where it's offered. Mainly, most girls will be vaccinated at school by a HSE immunisation team. Some, however, may be invited to attend a clinic. And it's offered to all girls in first year, as I said, because at that age, the vaccine is deemed to work best.
Yes, and the process is, it's actually by way of injection, is it?
It is, yes, yeah. To be specific about it, it's for the younger girls around the age of 12 and 13, it's 2 injections. There's a follow-up more than six months later.
Okay. And now the scientists tell us that the vaccination can prevent up to 70% of cervical cancers and a high percentage of other similar cancers. Why do some parents have reservations about allowing their teenage daughters receive this vaccine?
Well, I suppose really, Michael, this is the nub of the issue. A number of years ago, this vaccine had a much higher uptake, up to 87% at one stage. It dropped back to about 50%, and last year was up to into the 60%. And I can understand parents having concerns. They're reading a lot, they're looking at what's on the internet, and there are a lot of stories, and people are concerned. And as a parent myself, I understand the concerns of people. But it's very important that those, you know, if you go online, if you're researching information, it's important that you identify who the source of the information is and that they're a reputable, reliable source. The vaccine is recommended by the World Health Organization and other leading international organizations, including our own HSE. So for parents who have concerns about it, who might have read articles or who might have seen, you know, online features, of whether it's in social media or websites and so forth, I'd say to those parents, the first thing is make sure the source of the information is reliable and verified. But more importantly, like most parents, if you have a real concern, talk to your GP. We rely on the advice constantly that we get from our GPs, and I don't think we should deal with this any differently, that if we have concerns,
yes,
about it, if we have read something, if we're unsure, I would suggest to parents, talk to your GP about it, because this is a vaccine that is now widely used, and there is millions of girls who have now received the vaccine, and there is a lot of scientific evidence backing the efficacy of this vaccine.
Okay, thank you very much, John. That's a very good account. And now, how many injections or doses of the vaccine are required to provide protection?
Yeah, ordinarily 2. Girls under 15, who, when they're getting the first dose, will require 2 doses, and there has to be at least 6 months apart. If the girl is over 15 getting the first dose, then they will require 3 doses. And again, between the first and second dose, that 6 months period must elapse. So it's
right.
2 doses for somebody under 15, but if they're over 15 when they're getting the first dose, it's a 3 dose scenario.
Okay, John. And how long do doctors say that the vaccination will last an individual?
They say it's long-lasting. There isn't a specific number of years. But what they also say, and this is important, that women should continue to avail of screening programs over their lifetime. That, you know, just because you've had the vaccine, while it offers that protection, but you should still continue with screening programs for early detection.
Yes, that's getting smears and all that involves. Now, ideally, what age should the vaccination process be started?
Well, as I said at the outset, it's offered to girls when they go into first year in secondary school, which is typically the age of 12 or 13, and that age is deemed to be the most effective. And it's also the age, as I said, where you only need the two doses of it. But it can be given to girls of an older age, but it's most effective at that age.
Right. Now, John, I know you once had special responsibility for the National Drug Strategy and Community Affairs, and that the vaccination drug is called Gardasil. What is known about this drug, and is it regarded as safe by the medical profession?
It absolutely it's regarded as safe. The HSE, first of all, is guided by its own recommendations from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee and the World Health Organisation. All the vaccines used by the HSE, including this one, Gardasil, they're licensed by the Health Products Regulatory Authority, the European Medicines Agency and so forth. There are very strict procedures in place. Like, these are very, very significant, both national and international agencies. I said at the outset that this vaccine has been around for, you know, quite a while. It's been, you know, we started in Ireland in 2010, but it has been licensed since back in 2006. And over 100 million girls, over 200 million doses of it have been administered. So there's quite a large body of information and scientific research behind it. In Ireland, nearly 700,000 doses have been administered. More than 230,000 girls have been fully vaccinated against the HPV. So, you know, this isn't some new drug that has just appeared in the last year. As I say, it was originally licensed back in 2006, administered in Ireland since 2010, and internationally more than 100,000 girls have been vaccinated using this drug.
Yes, definitely. This drug seems to be well tried and tested and proven. But apart from their GP, where could parents go to get accurate information on the HPV vaccine and the vaccination process itself?
There's a very good website, and it's very informative, very well structured, that they should be able to get all the information they require, and it's simply www.hpv.ie. And again, I make the point, because oftentimes people will spend a lot of time online, they'll go from one website to another. If they still remain with doubts, with questions, they should talk to their GP. But the hpv.ie website is very, very instructive and very informative.
Okay. Now, if a girl has missed out on the initial vaccine, does she have any other opportunity to catch up and be successfully vaccinated?
Yes, she does. You're right, a number of girls have missed out. The HSE are offering, I suppose, what you might call as a catch-up program in schools for girls who in first year, for one reason or another, didn't get the vaccine at that point in time. So if they talk to the HSE locally or through the school's program, they'll get information on that. The only difference, as I said, is depending on their age, they may actually need a third dose at some point in the future. But there is specifically a catch-up program. And I would encourage parents who have missed, for whatever reason, the dose when they were in first year, to realistically look at having their daughters vaccinated and having, if they're older, that third dose done while those girls are still in school.
Okay, John. Now, I know you mentioned it as part of an earlier answer, but just specifically, about how many Irish women per year develop cervical cancer?
Well, before developing cervical cancer, in Ireland every year, 6,500 women need hospital treatment for pre-cancer of the cervix, and 300 women then develop cervical cancer annually in Ireland. So it's a significant number of women. And as I say, the HPV vaccine is an effective vaccine for many of those cancers.
And John, how dangerous is the disease? Like, do many women in Ireland die from it annually?
Unfortunately, it is dangerous. And the latest figures, unfortunately, that 90 Irish women die from it each year.
Right. So can you just, I know you've just repeat the contact details where parents can go to get up-to-date, accurate information on the HPV vaccine and the vaccination process.
Yeah. As I said at the outset, the vaccination process is administered through the schools, so there should be information through local school teams. But for people who want to go online, it's hpv.ie. Or, as I say, for people who have continuing concerns, it is important that they allay those concerns and fears and talk to their GP.
Super, John. Okay. John, is there any point that we've missed that you would particularly like to highlight yourself in relation to this?
Well, I suppose a couple of points, general points, is that this vaccine, has been around since 2006, has been extensively used. More than 100,000 girls globally have received the vaccine, nearly 700,000 of those in Ireland. In countries like Scotland and Australia, where the take-up of the vaccine is at 90% plus, they're beginning to see very significant changes in the reductions of women developing the cancers. So we were at that level. We were at 87% a number of years ago. That had dropped back to about 50%. And there is last year clear evidence that the number of girls receiving it have increased to 62%. So it's nearly 2 out of 3. There is a way to go. And I would encourage parents, who have any concerns about this, to accurately research it. This is a vaccine, as I say, that has, been around for a considerable period. And the international evidence where it's used has been very effective. It's used in most of the European countries, the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. But countries that are similar to our own, Scotland in particular, is a good case in point, very similar in terms of population and demographics and so forth. And they have a 90% take-up rate of it. And they're beginning to see very, very significant outcomes in terms of cervical cancer as a result of this vaccine.
That was superb, John. Listen, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM today. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the future. So until then, bye for now.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye. Now.